fights, wrestling, causing fights, you know, all that good stuff that I get to do, right? I think everyone knows me, but my name's Tyler Young. I've been here at Grace, I think like 16 years, maybe something like that, a long time. My son bumped this mic when I was like holding him, so I'm like, oh man, I messed this up. They're always like, do not touch it, and I'm like, okay, and I'm always, never fails, my son like touches or bumps it, and I'm like, oh goodness, now I'm messed up. But been here 16 years, like I said, been busy this summer, kids. We just had the youth conference, had a lot of fun with that, got to see kids just encounter God, and just enjoy his presence. It's been a great time. Got teachings, games, very competitive. I loved it. There's been years to where the kids have not been as competitive, and it's been okay. You know, I'm like, hey guys, let's go at it. Let's be, you know, trash talk a little, you know, call each other names. It's okay in this atmosphere. And they're always like, oh, y'all aren't going to win, but I think you are. And it's like, no, that's not how you do that. And so, but this year, no, it was, I was having to separate them. I loved it. But very passionate. So we got to see God move. My wife did an encounter night and just got to see kids encounter God just throughout that evening. And just lives changed, baptized one, just getting to see awesome stuff. Handheld? Okay. I'm good with the handheld. So I feel more comfortable with this. I grew up teaching the youth with the handheld, and they're always like, Tyler, you got to do the ear mic. I'm like, okay, here we go. This is a stretch of faith right here. But this is way more comfortable for me. So I've been teaching on is I've been going through our values that we've released, and I might run through them just to help remind us. The values, they're kind of like the core beliefs of our church is that we love his people in his church. We believe in culture, setting culture, community, and how we operate in that. We put in results and feedback systems. That way we can have that. We can constantly grow in that, right? Believe is one that we put in, faith-filled belief in God and his people. Stewardship over his resources and giving outrageously, which we believe wholeheartedly about. Having fun. And if you're around me with the youth or if around me just in general life, you're going to know that that's probably number one on my list. I enjoy having fun. I enjoy laughing. I enjoy just having a good time. I said that about the youth trash talking. That's my number one go-to. I will not play a game just so I can trash talk both teams, right? I have no bias in my trash talking. Everyone's going to get some of it, you know. Sharing God's love, inviting people to church, which obviously we love doing that because we truly believe that God's given us something that we can share with people, right? We believe that God's that we have something here that we are unashamed to say that, hey, God's releasing in power. We see kids praying for each other. We see God moving amongst us, healing people. We have great people. I want people, the way someone said it is, I want people to know y'all, right? I want my friends to know y'all because I enjoy doing life with you so much. I want people around me to experience that. And praying, relationship with God. And so I've taught on some community lately. I really felt this last week, God just talking about the believe aspect of it. And the key, one of the kind of words we use to like break down each of these is in the belief is God's promise, right? And so the promises of God over our life. And so what I felt like God was talking to me today is this mindset of believing in his promises. I really think that over the last couple years, it's been really easy just to set aside some of the promises I had because they felt so far away. You know, I think since COVID that it's not something hidden that like hope and dreams and your future is almost just something pushed to the side because we've almost, during that time, I felt like I was in a survival mode, just trying to get through the month or the week or the day and figure out what was going to happen next, right? But I really feel like God's got us in a season to where now we're exiting that and now we're going for the future, right? And we're setting up plans. And the way that the pastors talk, we're setting up plans and processes so that in 10 years, we can see a great, we're thinking future mindset, right? And so even with the youth, future mindset, what does that look like? How do we expand? Who could we add? We have been doing the weekend camps here. We used to do a week camp somewhere else. We're already having youth ask us about a week-long camp. And I'm like, I can't see it, but I know that that God's going to do something in the future, right? And so I really feel like that God's taking us from this survival mode to now we're going to start setting stuff in place to where we believe in a future. And so something I really think before we can even step into that is there has to be some sort of mindset change. I know that me in the last couple years, I think that's the number one thing that's been attacked in my life is the hope that God's going to fulfill what he's promised, right? I have multiple promises that God's given me over family members, over the ministries, over influence, over all these areas. But really the last few, really I would say maybe last year, 2 years, maybe even four, all that has felt so distant. Like that it's going to be something I might see before I die, right? But it's something that God promised me. It's something that God said, hey, this is the way that we're going to walk in. And so I really feel like that this last couple months, God's been speaking to me about how I have to change from that survival or that just getting through the day to hope again. He's really been teaching me how to believe in the promises of God, right? And so, like I said, just a couple months, just going through this, feeling a lot of doubt about some of these promises, because not seeing progress, whenever you don't see any progress for a few years, it's so hard to stay with it, right? I feel like a lot of us have been in that spot where we've been promised something, God's shown up and said, hey, you're going to have this, or this family member's going to get saved, or whatever it may be, but it just feels like there's nothing moving towards that. And I felt like God's just speaking to us that he has something for us today, right? He's been walking me through this for the last, like I said, couple months, still very fresh that I'm still working through. But I just felt like God said that he's got breakthrough in this area for today, right? And so I really actually, before I even get fully into it, I want to just pray for us real quick. So, dear God, I thank you for this day. I thank you for us just getting to come together and just encounter you. I ask that as I speak and we finish up this teaching today, Lord, that breakthrough, the one-on-one encounters with you just happens, Lord. And that we're able to step into this and believe wholeheartedly. And so we just open up our hearts and minds and just say, do what you need to do and let's walk through this together. Amen. All right. So I'm going to try to, sometimes I get up here and talk and then I'm like, ooh, I got to find where I'm at. You know, and I kind of talked about it for the last couple months, just not seeing that fulfillment in my life of the promises and not seeing, it almost felt like I was being, like I had just failure over these things spoken over me. And I had all this doubt that the promises, it was just something that was just out of reach, that I could try for it, but in the end, it was just going to be a failure. You know, and I even think about friends and family that I have, that I have these things that I pray for and just want God to move in, and that's the way I felt about them, that I just, no matter what I did, no matter how I encountered them, no matter what, it just wasn't going to happen. And so as I was walking through this, and you know, I think we're all kind of the same way. Like, I know that's wrong thinking. I know that doesn't, like, you know, what I know of God, I'm like, that's not right. I know that's not right. So how do I get over this? But it's the way I felt. And so, you know, just actually how I encountered God through this was, It was real subtle. I was just sitting at work, listening to some worship music, doing some study, and I just finished this whole upgrade because I got promoted, and then you have to do this 6-month upgrade, and so I'm studying, doing all this stuff, and just turn on some worship music in the background, and it was crazy. Not really trying to have any type of encounter with God. Not trying to, you know, seek Him on anything. Just turned on some music and started writing some stuff down, right? And just really felt like God said, hey, how do you see me? How do you view me? And, you know, this is me. Everyone can say that's not them. That's fine. Me, I'm like, all right, what's the right answer, right? Like, all right, you know, God, you're faithful. You're, you know, but really caught myself just blurting out this. And I had to write it down. I said, I feel like you put things that I really want just outside of reach. I feel like I'm set up for failure in these things. I feel like I'm continuously walking in this circle of something that I'm called to achieve, but it's not going to happen. And I have this, you know, I have this burden that I want to see this happen. I have these promises. I have all this stuff on me. And so at the end of the day, I'm like, well, then what is going on? Why is it not happening? And so just poured my heart out to him, just like talking to him. Hey, I don't see it. I feel like, you know, have you ever seen like a kid reaching for a toy that's just outside of the reach? So frustrating, right? And just it's right there and they can't get it. And that's the way I felt. I felt like all these relationships that I feel like God's spoken to me about, all this stuff, I just felt like just wasn't going to happen. And so as that proceeded, as that over time, over years of that, just that feeling, all the hope I had for those situations, I felt like just going away, right? And so sitting there telling them that and not really expecting much, and then all of a sudden, really just quietly, it was weird. And almost I saw like Pastor Allen saying it, because, you know, I do freedom prayer with him quite often. But I just heard these words, but I want you to succeed and be successful, you know. And I just realized, you know, He doesn't give me these promises to force me, like, just out of reach, you know. He doesn't, I thought about my sons, like, whenever I tell them, hey, when we get home, you can have fruit snacks, because that's their go-to, right? I don't, you know, extend that time. I don't adjust it. I don't put it, well, you have to climb the cabinets and get out of the cabinets, right? I give it to them because I that's a promise I gave them, right? And start realizing that my mindset on how God intends to fulfill promises was way off. And that I had to work up to this point, put all this work in and push and drive, and then I might be able to see it happen. And the reality of it, He wants to see me be successful. And that not isn't just in relationships, but that's in finances, that's in all these things, right? He wants to see our church successful. We have promises that we'd have impact over the city, we'll have influence over the central Arkansas, and that we'd see relationships restored and people who have left and left God and not talking to God, that He'd restore that, right? And so if we have that, if we have those promises, it's not something that I have to, you know, just put a lot of works into and just force it to happen, right? As I walk relationship with God and believe in the promises that He has for me and have that hope, then I'm able to walk that out, right? And so I felt like as I looked and I realized my whole life leading up to that point, anytime I had a promise from somebody or God or anything, that I felt like I had to work to get there, right? I had to, like, if someone said, hey, Tyler, I'm going to give you, you know, $50, I felt like I had to be a better friend just so that that would be fulfilled and that they'd feel like that was worth their time. You know, I feel like, you know, as I did life with God, that I had to act a certain way, walk a certain way, so that he saw that what he was giving was worth it, right? There had to be almost this even exchange. But in reality, he gives us promises because he wants to see us successful. He wants to see us be successful in every area. And so when he gives us these promises, it's from just walking in a relationship with him very simply, and he leads us in that, right? And so it's like I always think of, it's like cooking, right? When you tell you, if Shelby said, hey, make this meal, and didn't give me a recipe, it's not going to look the way that she envisioned, right? But if I get a recipe and I walk that out, like, it's easier. I'm a recipe guy, personally, you know? And so he's not going to give you something and then not help you with it, right? He's not going to give you promises and not give you instruction or even instruction, but, like, he's not going to allow it. Like, there's not going to be something you just have to, like, wing it and try to figure it out, right? He wants you to be successful. He wants you to walk in this. He wants you to walk in all this, right? And so as I was praying, I was just feeling like, God, like, I need to, like, me mentally, I need to, like, see somehow how you've walked in this. And God really started talking to me about everyone can teach on it, but the life of Jesus, right? And so as I was looking, there's a couple different instances, like John 5 talked about the pool. I always mess up the name, but there's a pool to where the angel stirred and people touched and they got healed, right? And so people would lay there and wait till the water was stirred up so they could get healed. And he met this sick person. I'm paraphrasing. If you go back and you go, that's not quite right, this is Tyler's version of interpretation, right? And so he meets this guy, this sick guy, and he goes, hey, why are you, like, my mind, why are you lying around here sick, man? And he goes, well, when the water's stirred up, I can't get to it because everyone else jumps the line or cuts in front of me, or, you know, I can't get to there in time. And just basically simply says, hey, be healed. He heals him right there. No water, no nothing. And I was praying it, and I was like, well, why did you show me this one? I didn't get the connection. And he said there, he didn't have to ask. He didn't have to. He believed that God wanted good things. God had promised that he was going to heal people. He was going to do all this right. And so he walked out who he was. And so he knew that who God was. He knew the promises of God. He knew how faithful and how God wanted people to succeed. So just naturally, that would mean that he would want this guy healed, right? And so I was like, I'm so far from that, because my thought process as I'd pray and say, hey, God, like, I would ask permission and, you know, I would seek him in that. And just really felt like God was telling me, hey, I want you to participate in the sense. I want you to walk with me in this. And the promises I have over you is that if you're going to see these people's lives change, then in relationship, you just naturally walk that out with me. And so I was just praying, and I was asking God, like, how am I supposed to do this? And he said, really, it's very simple. I want you to have a relationship with me. And trust me with these things again, and have hope for them. And so that's been a big thing, because I'm very naturally, like, if I'm not good at something, and I used to say it all the time, if I'm not the best at something, that's okay, but I'm willing to work to get there, right? Work at my job now. I wasn't, when I first got there, I wasn't the best. I was struggling, but I just put in the hours. I just work and work and study and study. And so me, that comes naturally. But then when I was talking to him about these things in my life, he said, hey, I want you to have a relationship with me, trust me with it, and just show love. And I was like, I can do that. That I can do that, right? And why that's so important, why, you know, like I said, we believe that God's called us to the schools. I believe that God's called us to the schools to have impact, right? Is because if you look around, so many people have no hope right now, right? If you look around at the world today, or if you look around at people, and I say this a lot, they're trying everything to fill this void or to fill this spot. and they have no hope for a future. And so they're trying everything they can. And we know, and I know, that the love of God could cover that and restore and do all this, right? And so why do they need me to have hope for a future? Because they need someone to look to, right? They need someone, and yes, it looks grim. Yes, there's so much going on. But, you know, I believe that God doesn't move whenever he thinks everything's set perfectly right in place. Like, you know, I think that with this situation that's going on, that God could easily come in, sweep, and we could have a revival in the nation, right? I truly believe that. And so if I'm to have hope that there could be a future, and that hope that my boys could grow up in the best time that there has ever been, then I have to trust God with what's going on right now and believe in those promises and rely on those promises and trust him with those. Because they need us to do that. The world needs us to have hope. The world needs us to believe in the promises that he has, right? And then I felt like, I was like, well, how, you know, I'm a very practical, like I said, practical person. I was like, how do we get to that point to where that mindset change? And just felt like God said, hey, walk relationship with me. Just sit, just take time, sit with me, and then talk to him about what we need to change. As I've done this, and as I've like had to, and I'm still by no means great on this, but as I've walked this out in my life, I've realized it's been a process, right? In the sense, and it sounds weird, but like as I'm walking life out and I start feeling that where there's no hope, I don't trust God with what he's called me to do. I just hear him say, hey, Tyler, you know, how do you see me? Or, hey, Tyler, what are you believing in this instance? Very simply, he just guided me and he's adjusting my mindset on it to where I have hope. I have hope that God's going to touch, you know, the nation or our city or Central Arkansas. And so we're trying to do that whole, get out at 11:30 or, you know, hour-long service. So I'm actually right on time. So the final thing I would leave y'all with is this, is the main point of all this is that I felt like God said, I need you to enter in these promises with him, with God, and that very key that he fully intends to fulfill these, right? He has plans for you. He wants you to be successful. He wouldn't give you something that you couldn't, that walking with him couldn't be achieved, right? And so just seek him in that. And then I saw this quote, and I was like, man, that fits right in. This quote I saw said, live life as if everything is rigged in your favor. And I think that's so true, right? To live with the belief that God's setting you up for success in everywhere you go. And you can see people who tap into this, who believe this, right? And so God wants you to be successful, and God gives you promises to fulfill them, right? So I'm going to pray for us real quick, and then we're going to have some ministry teams up here, and then I think we're going to release y'all. So, dear God, I thank you for this amazing group of people who we get to serve with and just have life with, Lord. I just pray over all the promises in their lives that you've given them, all the things you've told them that you were going to fulfill. I just ask that this week, as they do their life, that you just bring these up. And as we walk this out, that we're able to hear what you have for us, and that we're able to just fulfill these and seek you in them, Lord. And I thank you so much for just getting to do life with these guys and the opportunity and the privilege just to get to talk and teach to them, Lord. I ask that they have the best week ever. Amen. I guess if ministry, y'all can stand and be released, ministry teams, Pastor Harvey's coming up. If you want to get prayed for, come on up. Thank y'all.